Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 235 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe, this week you're back with us, and how are you feeling?
A lot better, thank you.
That's good. Another coughing and cold again.
Oh, well, I've still got the cough.
Mm-hmm. I've got a cough still. Mm. I'm on antibiotics for my cough, and I've been given an inhaler.
Now, well,
that's
done.
That's great. It doesn't make a bit of difference, and it tastes like spray snow or cardboard. I can't decide which, but that may come into play during the show today. Right, and also in the studio with us today, Jan Brookfield, our producer. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Well, I was going to say I'm fine, because you know you just do, don't you?
Yeah, but you've got a cough and a cold as well.
Yeah, I've got a cough as well.
Oh dear. But there we go.
I'll try not to.
So happy Christmas to you.
Thank you, and
Zoe, happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
It's season of peace and goodwill to all men is here and upon us, and it means I'm not going to be rude about your jumper today.
Oh, good.
Right, coming up on the show, what have we got?
We're going to be talking to the deputy manager of Cineworld, Denise Holmes, to see what's on there this week.
It's going to be busy one over the Christmas period.
Yes, and as well as that, we have a diabetes charity of entertainment night coming up as well next year. We'll be talking to Vic Phillips about that one.
Yep, his daughter Nicola Rounds joining us on the phone as well. Tell us a bit more about the way the money's spent. Also, we'll be having music. We've got two artists sharing music with us today. A little bit later on, we'll be hearing Sam Drazy's Christmas song and having a chat with him about his Christmas album. And before then, the one and only Jessica Clemens, who's been rather busy touring the UK.
With some lovely lads.
Yes, we'll find out more about that and hear her music from her brand new EP a little bit later on. But first of all, we go to the phones where we share that seasonal message as we have the Reverend David Wright from St Peter's Collegiate in the middle of Wolverhampton. Hello.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Absolutely fine, thanks. How are you? Well, I've heard that you're not too good, coughing and cold.
Yeah, we're just all physical wrecks.
We're all bad here.
Other than that, we're all good. We're all looking forward to Christmas. And it's obviously the busiest time of year, bar Easter for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas and Easter probably on a par with one another. Both incredibly busy, but also incredibly rewarding, very, very good fun, and, you know, a great reason to be busy.
And it must have been quite nice going through the whole season of Advent and seeing the way in which the church has sort of transformed itself into a festive scene.
Absolutely. I mean, Advent is a time when we're sort of quite limited in what we do. We don't have flowers in the church. We try and tone our worship down a little bit so that when we get to Christmas, you know, bang, we've had that time of preparation. Christmas comes along, bang, there's light, there's colour, there's bells, there's smells, there's a whole works. And it really, really hits you that there's something pretty special happening.
So I'm guessing by now we've missed out on your Christmas carol concert.
You have, yes. That's always the Sunday before Christmas.
How did it go?
Really, really well. The church was packed and a fantastic atmosphere. Really, really good to be there, good to be involved, and lots of people in to join us.
Do you do something on Christmas Eve as well? Is there like a midnight mass that you do?
So we're going to do two things on Christmas Eve. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we do a Christingle service with a nativity play. So children from the church do a nativity play, and we intersperse that with carols. And we also have Christingles, that's the oranges with the candle in them. And we do those, a little procession with them. Every child goes away with a Christingle. And that's our sort of warm-up thing on Christmas Eve, mainly for the younger people in the community. And then at 11:30 in the evening, we have our midnight mass by candlelight, which is always an incredibly atmospheric service and generally very, very full, like the nine lessons and carols.
So it's not too late then? It's not too late.
No, it's not. No, I mean, we kick off at 11:30, which makes midnight mass slightly misleading. The idea being we're sort of into it by the time midnight comes, so we can pause at midnight and just mark the point when we pass into Christmas Day. So that tends to be how we do it. It's all done by candlelight.
Sounds very nice.
I think it was your predecessor's predecessor who was there the last time I got to St Peter's for the Christmas Eve service, but it was good then, and I think there were still a few remnants of the Christingle around. And the Children's Society have been doing a lot of work with Christingles this year as well, haven't they? They've been making a collection there.
Yeah, I mean, they were the ones that brought it over. It's a Moravian tradition, and it was the Children's Society that brought it across to this country. So most churches, and we're certainly one of them, when we do the Christingle service on Christmas Eve, the collection is always for the work of the Children's Society. So whatever we collect on Christmas Eve goes directly to the Children's Society to support the fantastic work they do amongst some fairly needy children at home and abroad.
And who's had the job of scooping out bits of orange to stick candles in the top of them?
We let our children do that.
Oh, right.
They come along normally a couple of days before Christmas Eve this year. They come along under adult supervision and they get messy, they get sticky, and they put the candles in, they put the sweets on the cocktail sticks, they put the ribbons round, they have a great time. Probably about half the sweets never see the christening, or they just sort of seem to disappear in the making process, so we always overorder on sweets. They have a great time. It's their handiwork that we use on Christmas Eve, and you know, it's a really fun thing to be doing.
Brilliant. And then on to Christmas Day, and you must have quite a busy day there. Maybe it's not quite the same as the Vicar of Dibley, where she went off eating Christmas dinners all around the parish, but how does your Christmas Day plan out?
Christmas Day pounds out with an early start. We have an 8 o'clock Eucharist on Christmas morning. So having gone to bed quite late after the midnight mass, the poor old rector's up very early on Christmas Day to come in for the 8 o'clock service. There's a quick whiz home for breakfast, and then we have a big choral service at 11 o'clock. And when we finish that, it's actually big deep breath, feet up and relax, and I then get to go for my one Christmas dinner. I only manage the one, but I have it with my family.
I thought you were going to say you went off to the pub then, but no, not on this occasion.
Well, we have, I won't mention the name of the pub for fear of breaching advertising rules, but our local pub has asked us to let people know that should they not be rushing straight home for dinner on Christmas Day, they'd be very, very welcome next door in the pub, which is open.
So you can name names. Which one is it?
It's the Lich Gate in the central Wolverhampton. We have a cracking relationship with them, and they're very good to us. We try and look after them, so we'll be telling people on Christmas Day that the Lich Gate's open. If they want to dive in for a swift pint, they'd be very, very welcome. And you never know. If I can get away with it, I might just pop in there myself.
And then maybe a round of carols or something, just to keep everybody in the festive spirit.
Well, our choir men have been singing carols in there a couple of times over Christmas. They sort of go in and sing and have a drink to lubricate the vocal cords and just take the Christmas message into the pub.
And is this where the communion wine comes from?
I couldn't reveal our very, very top secret supplier of our communion wine. But you might say, just to make a little pun, that it is bought en masse.
Can I just ask as well, you see all these weddings that are taking place on soaps and things like that. Is that something that you do as a special request, or wouldn't you consider doing a wedding on Christmas Day?
We'd consider it. I've never in 20 years of vicaring been asked for a wedding on Christmas Day, but were we asked, we'd consider it. But it would probably have to be someone with a special connection to the church, because I'd be really pushed to convince an organist to do another service after Christmas morning. I'd be really pushed to think whether I'd want to do another one, because obviously, you know, we all have families, we're out of our houses a lot over Christmas. And actually, there comes a point at which I think we say, look, we now need to spend a bit of time with our families at home and just relax.
Now, the Sunday between Christmas and New Year, has that one got a name?
It's very boringly called the first Sunday after Christmas. It's a very boring title for it.
Not the best one, is it?
It's not. It doesn't sound that exciting.
What have you got lined up for then?
That's a fairly quiet. We have an 8 o'clock, we have an 11 o'clock, and then a 6:30. And the 8 o'clock and 6:30 are both said services. The 11 o'clock is a sung service, but without the choir, because after Christmas Day, the choir go for a well-earned break and come back early in January. They really work incredibly hard over Christmas, the choir. They achieve a fantastically high standard, and that's due to lots of practice, lots of dedication, lots of ability, lots of encouragement from those adults who work with them. And after Christmas Day, that's it. They just have a good break until early January.
And give us a few thoughts for Christmas then. Obviously, you've been preparing Christmas services. You've done several already. So, give us just where you're going with your sermons this year.
I think where we go is that Christmas is a really fun time. It's an important time, and right at the heart of everything that's going on, whether it be shopping, whether it be eating, drinking, singing, whatever it is, whether it's gift-giving, at the heart of all that, what we're celebrating is God's greatest gift to us in Jesus. That's right at the heart of it. And we try in all the different things that we do to get that message across that Christmas is really about God's love for us, shown in sending his son Jesus, born as a child in Bethlehem. And that's really what we're trying to get across. A simple message, but a hugely profound one.
And if people don't know where to find you, where do they come to? You can't miss St Peter's, really, can you?
You can't miss St Peter's. If they know where the Lich Gate is, it's right next door to that. Or otherwise, it's right in the central Wolverhampton. top of Dudley Street. You really can't miss it. One side faces out onto the square by the Civic Centre. One side faces out towards Dudley Street. One side of the back and Wulfruna Street, and the other end is right next to the art gallery. So four really clear points of reference.
Yep, and it's the highest, pointiest bit of the city.
It is the highest point in the city and the oldest building by a long way.
Yes. By a good, yeah, good few hundred years, but there we are. And a fantastic building it is too. And will the bells be ringing out on Christmas Day?
They won't, unfortunately, because we're short of bell ringers at the moment. We've got a bit of a shortage of bell ringers. Well, we're trying to recruit bell ringers, so if anyone listening in is a bell ringer, they can contact the parish office, 01902 422 642, and we can put them in touch with the bell ringing team. They'd be delighted to hear from them, whether they be an experienced bell ringer or a complete novice that just fancies having a go at it. We'll make them very, very welcome.
So Wolverhampton, 422 642, and put your name down.
It's not like the Mars Bar advert with the monks going up and down on the road. Far more skilled than that. And it's actually quite mathematical because it's all patterns. We have 12 bells, and you know, you can ring sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Any combination of those 12 you can sort of ring in a pattern. Mm. So it's just getting the patterns. And when they're written down, they're like little zigzag lines on paper. Very interesting. I can't ring bells myself, but I've seen bell ringing patterns. And they're really quite interesting geometric designs. And once you can read those, it's like reading music. Once you've got it, you've got it.
So you have to do it in the right order, don't you? You have to remember who's gone after you and who's gone before you and all sorts.
And what number bell rope you're pulling. Because, yes. You know, if you're pulling number five and you pull when number seven's meant to go, it all goes completely haywire.
That would be bad. So we've got lots of things to think about there. And you, most importantly, have had a fantastic time over Christmas. Don't work too hard. But remember to put your feet up in the new year.
I certainly will. Bit of a break after Christmas, a little rest.
Reverend David Wright, thank you for joining us. It's always good to speak to you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's take some music now from the new EP by Jessica Clemens, Single Tonight.
Single tonight. You're walking contradiction in a pinstripe suit. You got a cowboy hat and worn down boots. I ain't never seen a guy work that look before. Got the devil in your eyes like original sin. I want you to come over, I don't care where you've been. I noticed you the minute I walked through that door. In a smoky bar, could get a little too close or go a little too far. You're staring at me, and I sure do like the view. I'm single tonight. How about you? Yeah, you're strolling on over with a drink in your hand, blowing your horn like a one-man band. Talk a million miles a minute and I don't even know your name. Take a look at the clock, already 12:30. I was aiming for heaven, but I might have found hell. Good Lord, some things never change. So go a little too far. You're staring at me, and I sure do like the view. I'm single tonight. How about you? You lean on in and say you wanna take me home. Wherever you're going from here, you're going. Single tonight.
Jessica Clemons' single tonight from the EP What If, and we'll be hearing that title track from the EP in a short while's time. However, she's now on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. You've been rather busy since last we spoke, haven't you?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Now, you were last time we talked, you were over in the UK doing your tours around people's living rooms, and
yep.
You actually came along to the church my family have attended for many years and sang for us there as well, and we had a fantastic time. In fact, I was there at the Carol concert and people kept saying how much they'd enjoyed seeing you. And I went, well, have you not heard? She's been on tour with Boyzone. How did that one come about?
Well, basically, my amazing management team over at Sonnet Music got everything together for me. They put me in for the tour, and Boyzone and their team chose me out of a lot of other artists and asked me to join them on the tour. And I went from my living room tour this summer to performing in arenas around the country.
That must have been amazing. And the living room tours were there because you wanted to connect with your audience.
I did.
As soon as Boyzone have heard you, clearly they weren't going to let you get away with that. They wanted you connecting with their audience as well. And so what's the cumulative number of people you've been playing to on tour? Have you got a rough estimate on that one?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, the average is probably anywhere between 10 and 15,000 a night. So that's, I think there were 19 dates. So a lot of people.
So we're not talking of too far away from 250,000 people have been listening to you sing over the last few weeks.
That's it.
And that must be a fantastic experience, but entirely different to playing your intimate gigs. How does it work for you as far as the being an artiste on stage goes?
Amazing. This is my fourth tour, actually supporting artists, but this is my first time to be able to bring with me. And it has been an amazing experience to be able to get out there and perform on these amazing stages in front of all of these people with my band. And we took full advantage of the support slot and the 40 minutes that I was allotted to open for these guys and really put on a show for everybody. And I think everyone seemed to really enjoy it. And it was so nice being able to perform the brand new EP for the first time as well.
As you say, what were the crowds like? So I would imagine that being, on first, perhaps you're a bit worried that the audience really are a bit impatient and they want the main act to come on. But were they well receptive?
So receptive. I have been very fortunate that, you know, I know how it is when I go to a concert and there's a support artist on, and sometimes, you know, you're ready for the main act to get on. But I think the important thing is that if you put on a show and you pretty much say to these people through your performance, you're going to enjoy this, then they will. And before you know it, you've won them over. And especially if the music is great. If the music is good, people will love it and they'll walk away having a great experience, not only seeing the main act that they paid to see, but also leaving with becoming new fans of mine or that support artist.
Now, I've seen support acts in the past, and I've actually gone out and I've bought the CD that's been sold in the lobby, and you do actually learn a lot about a new band. But how did it work for you? Because, I mean, Boyzone's audience, they are 20th anniversary, so these people are now in their 30s, so maybe they're coming at their music with a little more maturity than they did when they were kids, but want to reminisce about those songs. How do you think your songs really touched them and spoke to them? Because clearly, I mean, they're going to love the music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it was right my alley, the demographic that I go for. This audience was perfect, and they immediately gravitated towards the music. So many people, you know, like you just said, you've gone out and bought the album of the support act. There were so many people every night. I was so lucky to have a very long queue of people just about every single night purchasing the album and coming to meet me. And almost all of them said, I never buy the support act CD, but I'm buying yours. And that's when you know, okay, this mission accomplished.
Well, it's fantastic inspirational music. We're going to listen to some more of it. And if I'm just going to bring in our producer, Jan Brookfield, over the back of the room.
Hi, now, Jessica.
Now, you've already said you love the sound of Single Tonight for a line dance,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, I did, yeah. In a former life. Well, no, I still actually do teach line dancing.
And, did you?
But I did it for many years, and I'm sort of semi-retired now. But I just had to listen to that track, that single tonight, and I thought, oh, this would be fabulous for a line dance. So I don't know if you've ever had people line dancing to it, but
not yet, but I'm hoping so.
Right. I'm kind of tempted to write a dance for it.
I'll make sure Jan takes away a copy with her, okay?
Absolutely.
Lovely to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Now, what's going on with you for Christmas then? Because you're actually flying home on Christmas Eve back to Texas.
Back to Christmas Eve. I should be back there around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and I'm going to try and keep my for all the festivities. So it's full on into Christmas mode as soon as I get home. And then I intend on doing amount of sleeping.
Yes. The jet lag's not too bad going that way, is it? But
no. It takes about 2 or 3 days, but not too bad.
Well, you have an absolutely fantastic Christmas. Enjoy your time off with your family. I think you've definitely earned it, singing to that many people across the whole of the UK. And what happens next?
The EP will be available actually in March, but the single is out January the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, there's a lot happening. We've got so many things in the works, and even some things that I wish I could talk about, but I can't. So everyone definitely needs to keep an eye on jessicaclemons.com, and we're going to have the latest news and some exciting announcements coming up in the next month or so.
Oh, sounds good. You have to come back on and tell us all about it when it's time to release it.
We'll look forward to speaking to you for definite. Right, so give us a spelling on Jessica Clemons, because I know it's difficult. I have to spell my name too. So over to you for that one.
It's Jessica Clemons, and that's C-L-E-M-M-O-N-S. Clemons.com.
Make sure you are down there checking out what's happening. And I do hope we see you back in the UK in the very near future. I shall be keeping in touch with the guys at Sonnet to make sure as soon as it happens, we know about it.
You will. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. So you have a fantastic Christmas. Enjoy your new year. And we look forward to a fantastic 2014 for you. We've heard Single Tonight, which sounds like you're being a little bit naughty. And we're going to hear What If next. Tell us a bit about this song.
This is probably one of the most personal songs that I've written. This is the title track, and it's about a situation I was going through at the time of writing this song, where I was seeing someone and just didn't know where it was going. And I put it all out into this song called What If, and it's one of those situations where you say, I'd rather know what's going on than to wonder what if for the rest of my life.
Well, we'll take a listen to it. I'm sure it's going to be... I haven't heard it yet. I'm sure it's going to be a lovely song. And Jessica, again, thank you for joining us. And it's been really good to talk to you and good to know that things are going from being brilliant to even better than brilliant, because it's exactly what you deserve.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.
I know there's something there between us. It haunts me every time you call. I hate these countless nights I'm sleepless, wondering if you feel anything at all. There's gotta be a way for me to say what's been on my mind. It's been too long a time. What if I can't? What if you won't? What if I open up and you don't want me? timing's never right. We both know there's something missing.
Jessica Clemens with What If here on The Milk Bar. Now let's find out what's going on down at Cineworld as we have their brand new deputy manager, Denise Holmes, on the line. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good stuff. Now what's going on in your world? Because you've just joined Cineworld and this must be a lovely experience for you, the vast array of fantastic movies over the Christmas period.
It certainly is. I'm hoping this is going to be my dream job. So just been in it 8 weeks and lots of exciting things happening.
What have you got coming up at the moment then? What's on the big screen?
At the moment, this week up until Boxing Day, we've got Walking with Dinosaurs. We've got Harry Hill the movie. For the children, there's Frozen, which is an absolutely superb Walt Disney film in 2D and 3D. And there's also a cartoon movie called Moshy Monsters for the for the young ones
they
as
are,
well.
They're absolutely everywhere. I've seen them in the supermarket. I think it's all a bit much for me, that one. I'm too old, I think, for that.
And then, of course, there is The Hobbit.
Now, that's been opened a couple of weeks, and what's the response been like to
that? Absolutely fantastic. It's the second part of The Hobbit, and again, we've got that in 3D and 2D.
I quite fancy the look of the Harry Hill one. That looks really funny.
It's got a good cast. There's Julie Walters in there. And obviously Harry Hill, and it's the Harry Hill movie.
It's going to be funny. It's nice to have a laugh at Christmas.
All that's great because that's what's happening absolutely now. But because you've got a brand new set of films coming out on Friday.
Yes, on Boxing Day. On Boxing Day, we've got The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, 47 Ronin. That's the new Reeves film.
So what's that one about?
Right, 47, it's a samurai, Keanu Reeves. He stars in an epic fantasy reworking of the credible true story of 47 brave samurai who face impossible odds.
Okay, that sounds interesting. There's going to be swords involved, isn't there?
And we also have American Hustle with a fantastic lineup. It's got Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Bradley Cooper, Jeremy Rayner, and of course the lovely Jennifer Lawrence, who's just had fantastic reviews in Catching Fire, The Hunger Games.
Ah, yes, that's been out of late. And it has been a very busy December, hasn't it, for the cinema, and a great new year as well, these fantastic films coming
along.
There's
some fantastic films coming out in 2014, and we're very excited about what is coming out on the slate. Mm.
Yep. You say it's nice to go out somewhere and do something different, and of course you've got everything there around outside, so you can go out for make a whole night of it, can't you? Yeah,
yeah, ideal place in Bentley Bridge. So there's it's a good destination. I mean, today we've had families coming in and children with their grandparents, and it's been a really good atmosphere. Mm.
Yeah, it's a nice treat.
So. And there's so many people have already seen the films that are on telly over Christmas, what with movie streaming and stuff.
Uh-huh.
The cinema is the only place to see them first, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, and it's seeing it on the big screen. There's no comparison.
There isn't. It has to be done that way. And a movie like The Hobbit, yes, you're going to enjoy it when you rewatch it at home on Blu-ray, but you've got to see it. You know, the expanse of the fantastic scenery and countryside that's featured in there.
Absolutely.
It has to be seen on the big screen for definite.
And in 3D, Smaug, which is Dragon, is absolutely fantastic in 3D. You know, you actually believe it's there in the cinema with you.
All you need now is the warmth of its breath, and you'd be completely convinced.
Is it one of the perks of the job? Do you get to go in to watch all the films?
I've been very busy. I've only managed to watch two or three, but there's a couple coming up between Christmas and New Year that I fancy myself. So I'll be there with my ice cream.
I do love a Ben and Jerry's ice cream. That's a danger when I'm down there. But also, you do have fresh popcorn, of course, popped on site.
Yes, we do pop. We pop all our own corn as well.
So well worth getting yourself down there. So the Cineworld, is it still called Cineworld the Movies? Is that still your strapline?
It is. That's Cineworld the Movies,
and,
yes.
You can get down there, Bentley Bridge. And I take it you're probably only closed on Christmas Day.
We are only closed on Christmas Day. Boxing Day is a normal working day for us.
And are you open New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
Yep, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. On New Year's Eve we close slightly earlier. New Year's, Christmas Eve, it's, we're open as normal, so we'll be showing films right until, the last moments of Christmas Eve.
Denise, lovely to speak to you. Enjoy your new role down there
Thank
at Cineworld.
Thank you very much.
And I'll be in to see you soon, OK?
Yeah, I look forward to
Thank
it.
You.
Cheers, have a good Christmas.
Have a Christmas, both of you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I think it's time for a bit more music now, Jason.
It is.
Jessica Clemens and Love Like That.
He still brings you flowers for no reason. Listens when you need to talk about your feelings. You know you can, 'cause he understands. He's there for your bad days when you're crying. He's the one that's always, always trying. Now you got one foot out the door. You say you're looking for something more. You know you gotta love that. You don't know how lucky you are, taking it for granted what you got. All you dream right before your eyes. You better think twice before you say goodbye. Don't you know you gotta love like that? What you want, you have. Break and tear it up.
Jessica Clemons and Love Like That, our last tune from her. And we'll be having some more music from someone else in a moment, won't we?
Will we?
Sandrazy, hello, sir.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, I've been seeing updates on Facebook and Instagram and stuff as you've been running around mad, panic, getting the album together as ever. How many is this you've done now?
How many albums?
How many Christmas albums?
Christmas albums. I think this is the... this one.
This all stems from your live nights down at the Robin, doesn't it, really? Because a lot of the bands who've appeared through the year, you ask them for a Christmas song, you put it together as an album, and it all gets sold for charity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an idea that we came up with about 5 years ago, and it's just, there's a lot of reasons quite why we do it. Obviously, charity's the main one, but it's a collection for me and for the other artists that play throughout all of my music nights throughout the year.
It's actually a good yearbook in itself as well, isn't it?
Cause yeah, absolutely.
It showcases the talent in one easy hit.
Yeah, it's nice for me to have. It's nice for them to have to know like the people that they've met and stuff like that. And it's nice for like for the up and coming guys who don't really do a lot of songwriting for it to be their first. I've always said that Christmas songs really cheesy and that, you know, the lyrics are a bit naff and all that. But like, if you're going to have your first pop at a song, you're a bit worried what it's going to sound like. Why not write a Christmas song? Because nobody's really that bothered if it's not that good anyway.
it's a bit of fun. Yeah.
And you can sing along to it.
Yeah.
And where do you take your inspiration from each year? Do you tend to find something that's happened to you and roll that into the Christmas spirit?
I've had all sorts of... I mean, obviously, I've done 5 different Christmas singles now, sort of thing. And they've had all sorts of different inspiration. I had a song, there was a song last year was about my nan, and then there was a song about the X Factor, and there was songs about all sorts of different things. So it differs every year.
Have you got anything that's like slow and quite sad, or are they all happy and upbeat?
There are some, this year's album in particular has got some really nice diverse stuff on it. There's some like a little bit more melancholy stuff. Over the years, we've had some great songs, and they are all very, very different.
Yeah. I suppose it's nice to reflect at Christmas as well as enjoy yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Christmas means something different to everybody. So, you know, that the idea of that comes across in obviously all the different performers that we have and their different feelings about Christmas.
And name check a few of the bands we have on this year's CD.
Okay, we've got... there's 7 tracks on the CD this year. There's a track from Bryony Williams and May Turrell, who are a couple of young girls that come that have been to our open mic nights. Nat's just got a song on there again. Pat Quirk, Pete Bodis, and Don Malin's got a song on there again.
So, familiar faces, certainly some familiar names to us here as well.
Yeah.
And it's going to be well worth getting your hands on. How do people do that?
You can do it if you go onto my website. On samdrazy.com, you can go on the store there, and I'm selling them through that. Or you can come and see us at any of the live shows, sort of that we've got going between now and the end of the year, and I'm sure we can sort you out with a few.
Okay, well, that'd be well worth getting a listen to, as I say. Now, your song on the album this time around is "Got to Believe." What's the story behind this one?
This is about the kind of cheesiest Christmassy song that I've written so far, and it's about believing in Father Christmas, basically.
And of course you do believe in Father Christmas, I take it.
Of course I do, who doesn't?
Well, yeah, it has to be done. It's the only way you get presents in our house, I know that much, but there we are. Right, Sam, always good to speak to you, and we look forward to next year's Christmas album already, but make sure you get this one. And where's the charity money go to?
It goes to Reach, which is a charity for children with upper limb deficiencies.
Okay, well, let's see if you can put us in the right frame of mind for the festive period as we listen to your tune. Sam Drazy, thanks for joining us. Ta-ra for now.
Cheers, thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, you too.
Ta-ra for now. Bye.
Bye. That's a sad truth. No one gets the roof on Christmas Eve. It's as if they don't. Santa's going to stop, but they race in the town, searching around for that perfect gift, not knowing that the thought puts them on the list for old Saint Nick to stop by. So when you hear the
footsteps from upstairs. Well, you better be in bed, 'cause you got to believe that Santa's going to call. Got to believe that he ain't gonna let you down. You've got to do all you can to help out your fellow fat man. So everybody has to understand that you got to believe. It's a shame, you see, no one leaves the mince pies or the sherry. Don't you think that you'd get thirsty working the hours that he does? And the carrots are fuel for the reindeer who fly so far. I'd like to see you try it in your car, see how far you get. So when the sleigh is down to its last wheel, you gotta remind him how you feel. 'Cause you got to believe that Santa's going to call. Got to believe that he ain't gonna let you down. You've got to do all you can to help out your fellow fat man. So everybody has to understand that you've got to believe. 'Cause it's there, you know, it runs on faith. And the truth is, faith ain't so easy to come by these days if you're not in the public eye. And the elves will say you're not grateful for the gifts they make, as long as you get your computer games, gold and silver things that shine. But if he means more to you than silver and gold, well, you got to let him know. 'Cause you got to believe that Santa's going to call. Got to believe that he ain't gonna let you down. You've got to do all you can to help out your fellow fat man. So everybody has to understand that you've got to believe that Santa's going to call. Got to believe that he ain't gonna let you down. You've got to do all you can to help out your fellow fat man. So everybody has to understand that you've got to believe. Got to believe. Got to believe.
So that made you feel all festive then, Zoe?
Very festive.
You like a bit of Christmas music, don't you?
Oh, I do, yes. I love my Christmas music.
That's all right then. Right, back to the phones we go, where we find Mr. Vic Phillips. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason.
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you. Yourself?
I'm all right. Now, April next year, on the 11th, in fact, sees a charity event that you're currently pulling together in aid of some work that's been done with some diabetic kids. So, first of all, tell us about what's going on the actual night itself.
Yeah, the night itself is taking place at the Corpus Christi Club in Ashmer Park. It's all the money going is to diabetes. We've got a singer on, Sean Moore.
I know, we've actually had him on the show. He has sung for us here on the podcast in the past. And a very fine singer he is too.
Yeah, he's also doing an Olive Murs tribute, which might impress a few of the ladies. And we also have one of the Midlands top DJs, who is Gary Starr, who's been going around for a few years. He's a very good DJ. And there will be raffles. We've been donated prizes by Hydratites, And we're still working on it. We're getting some really good prizes, so the raffle should be very good.
Mm-hmm.
And all the money then is going towards the diabetes unit at Newcross Hospital.
And there's a bit of a personal connection to this as well, isn't there?
Yes, there is. My grandson is a diabetic. I have his mother with me now, who knows a bit more about it than me.
Oh, go on then. Pass the phone over to Nicola. Let's have a chat.
Here's Nicola.
Nicola, hello. Tell us a little bit more about the work that's been done with the diabetes unit in your family.
Well, my son's been diabetic now since he was four. And every year, the Newcross Hospital, since he's been seven, they try to put on a holiday for them.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we put a small donation towards it as parents, but any of the children that come under Newcross Hospital have the opportunity to go on a holiday. So this year, my dad decided that he would try and raise some money, so obviously the whole family's getting involved now.
Well, that's really good, and it's so nice to know that you're involved in making sure everyone can go along and enjoy it. And what sort of things do they get up to? Because it's managing diabetes is very much about lifestyle, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, yeah, and the whole point of the holiday really is it's an outward-bound holiday, so they go to Towers down in Wales, and they take 7 to sort of 16-year-olds, and they get split up into their own groups, and it's all about teamwork. It's all about, they have to make their own beds, they have to make their own meals. It's all about having healthy food. And it's full-on exercising. So they go, normally go potholing, they go rock climbing, abseiling, kayaking. So it's just activities all day to try and make them realise that, you know, as the healthier they can be, the easier it is really to keep them healthy and well with their diabetes.
Yeah. I suppose it shows them as well that having diabetes isn't going to hold them back at all. And if they want to do physical activities, then they can still do it as long as they're watching what they're eating and making sure that they've got the right insulin levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's trying to make them realise really that nothing can stop them. You know, they're just a normal person that can go along their life and do anything that they want to do, really.
Yeah, they might just have to plan a little bit and think about it first and also make sure they're living a good and healthy lifestyle to make it all happen. But no, it's good to hear about the work, good to hear about the events themselves, and good luck with the raising of the cash. So thank you for you and what your dad's doing as well. Pass us back to Vic and we can get the ticket information off him.
Yeah, lovely, thank you.
So Vic, tell us how people get hold of tickets for this one.
They can reach me on my mobile, which is 07807 341 926 for tickets £2.50 each. There's limited tickets because of the size of the room. We're looking at about 150 to 170 people. But it should be a good night. Anybody who would like to come along, if they just give me a bell on that number, and I'll try and accommodate them.
So £2.50. Go on, the venue again was?
It's the Corpus Christi in Ashmore Park.
And and your phone number again was... Oh, go on, say it again. I'll do the phone number again. So you just say it's on April the 11th. Do that bit.
It's April the 11th, the 8 o'clock start.
And the phone number again is 07807 341 926. Have a chat with Vic and he'll sort out getting the tickets to you and getting your money off you, which is the most important part. And it sounds like it should be a really good night. As I say, I've heard young Sean Moore sing when he's been doing his Ollie Murs impression, and it's well worth getting down there to see. He's very good. He's very, very good.
And nice to look at as well.
Oh, calm down. There we go. Vic, good to speak to you. And you're not going to chat Vic up as well, or are you just going to save that for Sean? You know, no, you're okay with that?
I ain't quite as cute as Sean.
Good to see you, to speak to you, and say have a great night down there, and we'll find out how ticket sales are going and when we have a little chat, probably towards the end of February, early March next year.
Okay, thank you, James.
Cheers. Speak to you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
So that's it for this week, but we are sitting here just ahead of Christmas, and it's time for some Christmas festivities, I think. Jan, you brought crackers in.
I have.
So wait, are these left over from last year?
No. No,
you've been
able.
She's
bought the day especially.
Okay, can I pull a cracker with you?
Yeah, okay. Right, here we go. Oh, I got it.
You got the prize.
Oh, it's an emery board.
Oh, that's useful.
Well, that's kind of spoiled.
It's quite pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite
nice.
Right, okay.
They look like quality crackers, though.
Quackers.
Quackers.
Yeah. Okay, right, let's pull the cracker with
Joey.
Oh, it didn't pop.
It didn't pop, and a football fell out. Can I have the football, please? Which is going to live here in the PA room at Molyneux.
That was handy.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Am I pulling the other one with?
Do you want to pop the pop?
Oh, okay. This could be dangerous. There we go. Yeah. I love this bit of the year. Because by the way, Jen, have you bought cake this year?
I made one, but I left
bought
it
in.
At home.
That's typical. Can I pull the third one as well? Because you two should pull a cracker together,
oh,
really.
Oh, yes, we should.
And then, okay, over there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh! You did.
And they can tell the size of area we're working in because it's bigger than a small studio, but still not massive.
It's a little yo-yo.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay, now, is there a hat or something? I'm not going to wear a hat with my headphones.
Yeah, no, I'm not wearing
a
hat.
Right, put in
hats jokes then, right.
Right, my joke says, how do ducks like to round off a meal?
I'm going to guess at this one. Can I say that? Can I get it right? Am I allowed to get it right?
Bound to,
is it cheese and quackers?
Yeah.
See, I gave you a clue earlier to that one, Jason.
Preempting it. Zoe, what's your joke?
How do you stop a skunk smelling?
I'm going to... Can I guess again?
Yeah,
is it hold his nose?
Yes. You know all the bad jokes. That's what it is.
Okay. Right. What's an airline pilot's favourite crisp? Favourite flavour of crisp for an airline pilot?
Plain.
Yay!
Woo!
There we go. Right, that was lovely. The hats we should be wearing. We've got presents and cards here
Gifts, yes.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
It's the time of rustling for bags. There's your Christmas card, Jan.
Oh, thank you.
Your Christmas card, Zoe. Oh,
thank you.
That's a present for me. Oh, thank you.
Shiny wrappings.
Yeah, we've all done shiny wrappings, I think. Right,
It's not one that I signed earlier.
Card for you,
it's
Jason.
Not another card, isn't that one? Oh, thank you. That's lovely. And then, Jan, a present for you.
Oh.
There we go. Is that for something?
Zoe, I have something for you too.
Oh. And then, Zoe, there's your present off me.
I feel guilty.
What are you doing?
Listen to this.
Oh.
I love these.
We've had an accident.
Bacterial.
Yeah,
that suggesting something?
I bought you a present, and it's just fallen apart. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
We've had
Jason,
a leak.
Jason, I love these leaves.
Oh, yes, they're there just to demonstrate.
I can see what's the other side of it as well.
Yes.
And a little chocolate thing.
A little chocolate on your tag. So. Oh.
Some menthol sweets, they'll come in handy.
Yeah, we're not implying you're always ill, Zoe, but...
And the Beechams.
Yeah.
Did you carve the leaves? Did you carve them
I didn't
yourself?
Carve the leaves myself, no. So, Zoe,
little
you...
wooden leaves.
Do you know, I like a bit of Beechams. I'm going to have one of these when I get home.
That's good. And I shall open this one. I shall open the one of Zoe first.
And a little Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree, yep. And Jan, you have a Christmas tree too over there.
Oh, I've got one now. I haven't got one at the moment. Oh.
It's a notebook as well. It's a Christmas tree.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, thank you, Zoe. I've got some white chocolate lint things. I can't pronounce those, but I've seen the TV adverts. That's lovely. And a stick-on bow. I do love the fact you stick bows to things every year. Because I just
like
bows. No, it's just you to put the effort you didn't do that.
I've got a badge, top cat.
That came from the shop on the square.
Hang on.
I left the price on as well.
Oh,
there we go. That's that fixed. Good job, I spotted that one.
Typical man, isn't it? That leaving the price on.
What on earth have I got here?
Oh, this is nice.
I've got more, but that came from the shop on the square as well.
Really?
You've got another emery board in there as well as the one that came out your cracker.
Where's that from? What language is that?
You have a Norwegian Christmas card as I got stuck there the other week.
Oh.
There we go.
I'm presuming it says Happy Christmas, not something rude.
I wouldn't have known. I've got that many bits of ribbon and stick on bows. What, I didn't
no,
see
don't have one of these sweets now.
Okay, you have a throat sweet.
I've got an English one and
a Norwegian one.
Oh no, this is calendar.
It's both. It's a Christmas card and a calendar. You get it all from me.
Yeah.
And I've actually got a book by E.E. Westwood.
Yes. That's Emma Westwood.
It is Emma.
Was
we spoke
show.
To the other week.
Yes,
and it's signed as well.
It's signed too.
That's cool. I thank you very much for that.
She
one.
She said is, you'd like that one.
Is it one of the rude ones?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Well, I don't know. No, I'm reading the rude one at the moment.
What have you got, off Jan?
Oh, I've got a little sticky bow.
Oh.
Do you know what it's for?
It's a wine bottle.
It's to put on your wine. Yeah, it's to catch the drips.
Oh,
that's cool. And you get through a lot of wine.
From the German market.
I'm going to have that on my Christmas table, I think, with my Christmas wine.
I have a packet of tissues in the shape of £50 notes. There's a definite cold theme building up to this. You can blow your nose on the Queen. That's a lovely idea.
That's really cool,
and
isn't it?
What have I got here? These are difficult to get into.
Sorry.
Should I be able to pull that and it come undone?
Maybe.
I don't know. I had enough trouble getting in the last one.
Oh, I've never noticed that on the front. A little.
You got a leaf and a chocolate.
Yeah, these are lovely.
Oh. Thank you for that one. Now I've got to unwrap my last one. Yes. We're nearly done. Don't worry. It is almost Christmas now. Oh, we've got to be careful with this one.
Well.
Okay. I am. Oh,
that's nice.
It's a Jan Brookfield calendar 2014. And what have we got on there? Oh, there's pictures.
photo taken with my special camera. It magnifies.
Oh, right.
And then it's got a USB cable into the computer, so.
So you've been busy taking photos. Oh, that is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
My sister did that the one year. She made a calendar of, because she's an artist and she paints, and she made a calendar of all the pictures. It was really nice.
Yeah, this is really cool. Yeah. Oh, what's that one?
Oh, it's a plant.
It doesn't work for you, June, if you have one of these. It's somewhere at home. How many of these are there? How many of these calendars are there in the world?
Four.
So if you're one of the other three people who have one of these, June is particularly intriguing. But
look at June. What was it?
I'm on September now.
It kind of looks like a picture of somebody's innards or something.
Yeah, it is. Look at that one there. But there we go. Right. Well, thank you for being with us on the show this week, Jan and Zoe. Thank you for coming in, Jan, in particular.
Thank you.
And yes, thank you for coming in as well. Well, because you're supposed to turn up every week, even though you don't.
Menthols.
You enjoy your throat, sweet.
Who else want a cherry menthol?
No, I'm okay, thank you. But it's been a lovely year for us doing the show. Had a great time. Thank you to everybody who's been on the show during 2013. And in particular, it's been good talking to the guys from the Grand Theatre, and we've been down to the arena. And we've had the guys from the council on a few times, as well as all of our other guests. Whatever you've been doing, whatever your event has been, always been lovely to talk to you about it. So it's been good to speak to them and the musicians as well.
Yes, we've had some fab musicians.
Who's been your favourite this year, do you think?
Oh, Sam Drosy, of course.
Yes, and you're only saying that because you spoke to him about 5 minutes ago. But you're creeping, and it's been good.
Well, they're all good, to be fair. I wouldn't like to put one above the other.
No,
it's been... Because I do like live music, as you know.
As you say, almost every week we have someone
that are in the studio,
I think the favourite event for me for the whole year was when we had Rollo Benz doing... they were in the studio to play us live, and actually ended up Morris dancing as well. That was quite surreal that day, but there we are. But it's been a great 2013. Looking forward to 2014. On New Year's Eve, we'll be releasing the end of year quiz. We've got we're currently pulling all of that together, and we shall be having our usual shenanigans, having a chat with all the guys who come in, and we will quiz them. Some people you will recognise, some familiar voices, and maybe some new people as well.
I shall bring my calculator so I can add the scores.
You're going to be adding up, yes. That should prove interesting. So we'll be back for that next week. Thank you for joining us throughout the whole of 2013 so far, and we have enjoyed your company. Thank you for being there. Ta-ra for now.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.